אנחנו קוראים מתוך כתבי בעל
הסולם. We are reading from the writings of Bala Sulam from the article Peace in the World, reading from the title In the Absence of the Ability to Establish the Attribute of Truth, they tried to establish the basic attributes.
כן. Yes,
we see how much this article is profound and how relevant it is to our times, and we really should go through it more and more, plow through it, because from it we can understand better what's going on with us and also to come out to all kinds of places to teach and to spread out this knowledge to everyone. The article is very, very deep and wide. I recommend for you to go back and read it as much as you can, more and more. You'll discover deep things in it. Yes.
So we're reading from the title, In the Absence of the Ability to Establish the Attribute of Truth, they try to establish the basic attributes. Now, let us turn to the remaining three attributes, mercy, justice, and peace. It seems that to begin with, they were created only to be used as support for the attribute of truth, which is very weak in our world. From here, developmental history began to climb its slow and straggler degrees in its progress towards organizing the lives of the collective. In theory, the whole society willingly agreed and took it upon themselves not to deviate in any way from the truth. But in fact, they conducted themselves completely opposite from the truth, as was agreed. Since then, it has been the fate of truth to always be in the hands of the most deceitful, and never in the hands of the weak and righteous, so they could be somewhat assisted by the attribute of truth. When they could not establish the attribute of truth in the life of the collective, the exploited and the weak increased within society, and from here emerged the attributes of mercy and justice to do their actions in the conduct of society. Since the existence of the whole society compelled the successful ones among them to support the struggling, so as to not harm the society in general. Therefore, they behaved with them indulgently, meaning with mercy and charity. But it is only natural that under such conditions, the straggling and exploited proliferate until there are enough of them to protest against the successful and start quarrels and fights. From here emerged the attribute of peace in the world. Thus, all those attributes, mercy, charity, and peace, emerged and were born out of the weakness of truth.
However, when we use them, we can also see that by them, we cannot govern the world correctly. Yes.
This is what caused society to divide into sects. Some adopted the attributes of mercy and charity, giving of their own possessions to others, and adopted the attribute of truth, meaning what's mine is mine, and what's yours is yours. In simpler words, we can divide the two sects into constructors and destructors. Constructors are those who want construction, the benefits of the collective, for which they are often willing to give of their own possessions to others. But those who are naturally prone to destruction and recklessness were more comfortable clinging to the attribute of truth, meaning what's mine is mine and what's yours is yours. for their own benefit and would never want to give up anything of their own to others without taking into consideration the risk to the well-being of the collective, for they are destructors by nature.
Questions. I think you should read it again. Don't be ashamed. Listen and hear more and more and ask about it. These things are very profound, but we have to know them, to feel them, and to see how in our society, in our world, here and now, all these things appear before our eyes. Please. What duty?
Evan, can you say where we see this today in society so that we can depict it correctly?
What he's telling us is what's happening by nature. And according to nature, we, the people of the world, or organize. Some go by the measure of truth, some go according to power, some according to bestowal. He calls it in a different name, these initial qualities, etc., etc. It's clear that we cannot behave by truth. And instead of that, we behave in different manners. So we organize systems that help the weak, and we give differential payment for mothers with children or young couples, all kinds of things. Meaning we want to compensate, complement what the Creator has not done in a good and nice way. It's as if He corrupted the world, and we see that the world is corrupted to begin with, but we don't understand what is the correction, and we wish to perform corrections outside of man instead of correcting inside man. That's our whole problem. This is why, if we could go according to truth, we would have to correct each and every one. But rather we go and we correct the connections between us, and that's the whole problem. Let's read it again.
Yes, the title is, in the absence of the ability to establish the attribute of truth, they try to establish the basic attributes. Now, let us turn to the remaining three attributes, mercy, justice, and peace. It seems that, to begin with, they were created only to be used as support for the attribute of truth, which is very weak in our world. From here, developmental history began to climb its slow and straggler degrees in its progress towards organizing the lives of the collective. In theory, the whole society willingly agreed and took it upon themselves not to deviate in any way from the truth. But in fact, they conducted themselves completely opposite from the truth, as was agreed. Since then, it has been the fate of truth to always be in the hands of the most deceitful and never in the hands of the weak and righteous, so they could even be somewhat assisted by the attribute of truth.
Here is my question. Do you understand what the quality of truth means? Does it seem to you that they do or not?
I don't think so.
Good. Okay, so we'll go back. We'll try to read it. The practical. We're going back to the title. Practical difficulties. Yes.
In determining the truth. So we're going to the previous title, Practical Difficulties in Determining the Truth.
So erase all your question marks on the screens, and you can write down or ask according to the text we're going to read now, okay?
Practical difficulties in determining the truth. When we discuss good attributes in theory, there is certainly no better attribute than the attribute of truth. This is because all the good that we have defined above in the relationship between the individual and the collective is when the individual gives and fully plays his part towards the collective and also takes his share from the collective justly and honestly. All this is but the truth. But the drawback is that, in fact, the collective does not accept this attribute at all. Thus, the practical difficulty in the above-mentioned truth is proven from itself. There is some the cause here that makes it unacceptable to the collective. We must examine what is that drawback. When you closely examine the above-mentioned truth from the perspective of its practical feasibility, you will necessarily find it vague and complicated, and it is impossible for the human eye to scrutinize it, since the truth requires that we equalize all the individuals in the collective, so they receive their share according to their labor, no more and no less. This is the one true basis which cannot be doubted, for it's certain that anyone who wishes to enjoy the labor of his friend, his acts are against the above-mentioned reason and clear truth. But how do we think that we can scrutinize that truth in a way that is acceptable to the collective? For example, if we evaluate something according to the apparent labor, meaning according to the number of hours, and compel each one to work an equal number of hours, we will still not discover the attribute of truth at all. Moreover, there is an evident lie here for two reasons. The first is the physical side, and the second is the mental side of the worker. This is because, by nature, the power to work is not equal in each and every person. One person in the society labors in 1 hour of work due to his weakness, much more than another who works 2 hours or more. And there is also a psychological matter here, since he who is very lazy by nature exhausts himself in 1 hour more than his friend in 2 hours or more. According to the perspective of the evident truth, we should not compel one part of society to labor more than the other part for the satisfaction of the needs of their lives. But in truth, the naturally strong and nimble in society benefit from the labor of others and exploit them maliciously against the attribute of truth, for they labor very little compared to the weak and lazy in society.
Up to here, is it clear what's going on? Does anyone want to ask about what we just read? About what we just read? I see. Okay, PT19.
He asks and he answers
the question.
So let me read it. He says that if you search in the given truth, that it is difficult and the human eye cannot understand this. What does he want to say here? That it's impossible that the human eye will even understand what it's talking about?
He wants to say that for us it's very difficult to identify this attribute of truth. Hebrew 10.
It seems like he measures truth according to the amount of effort, exertion a person puts in. Why?
How else can you measure?
According to contribution to society.
How can you do that? Can you measure the internal forces of a person? That if I exert in 5 kilos and you exert it in 20 kilos, then our exertion is equal? Because I, by nature, will invest the same forces as you did. But you're stronger, you're faster, I'm more lazy, I'm weaker. How can you measure these things?
Latin 4.
Latin 4.
Gracias, Rab. Una pregunta. Yo entiendo que la verdad cada
uno
con su trabajo y debe existir un equilibrio.
I understand that each one receives according to their work.
Esto no lo comprende la sociedad.
And there needs to be some kind of balance between what a person works and a person receives. But the society doesn't understand this. What's our role here as Kabbalah students?
We should take the inner forces of man into consideration, where each and every one is making equal efforts to others, equal to others. So if you're strong and I'm weak, you may do your work by your forces twice as mine, but it will be considered equal to mine, because that's what I could do by my forces, and you have to do double the work, but it will be equal. That's how it will be considered. Mark 2.
Доброе утро, Раф. А можете поподробнее разъяснить, вот там как раз в начале статьи было.
Good morning, Rav. Can you explain in more detail? He wrote here that truth will. You said you'll explain.
That's not the time for it. It comes from the right desire. That truth comes out of the land. From us. Using the land, that is meaning the desire. The word Eretz is from the word Ratzon. So if we use our desire correctly, we find the truth there. The quality of truth, and we use it properly. Moscow 7.
Конечно, я могу заблуждаться, но вот у меня вопрос к самоопределению. Почему он говорит здесь?
I might be confused here, but I want to ask about the definition itself. Why does he speak of truth? It speaks of justice, not of truth. That's what it seems like.
I can't talk about it right now. What's the difference between the two? And I don't think that justice is... We have to go into it. But don't be confused here. It's best to do it, to think about it this way in the meantime. Tel Aviv 2.
Why is he right here that the brave are exploiting the weak, if that's the force they were given?
So what? That's the force that was given to them. Who says the Creator is right here? The Creator gave each one different qualities, and each one, according to his qualities, is more or less to others. People are not equal. That's why we have problems. Who says everything is created with justice? Everything is created in complete injustice, so that we ourselves will complement it to become completely just. Truly, we'll add a few to each and everyone, so that it will be equal to everyone else.
So why are they exploiting this?
The strong ones, of course, they exploit it. Because in 1 hour of their work, they do twice the work that weak people do. So they're exploiting the world. It's a fun time. North 2.
Is truth absolute? Or does it have, or is it subjective?
No, truth is truth. but it's with respect to the will to receive that the Creator created with all the corrections. Tel Aviv 3.
Rav, what's the relation between these qualities and the will to receive? How is this related to spirituality?
They all ride on the will to receive. They are on the will to receive. PT2. Hey.
Gershon, no shumim.
Is he saying something? I can't hear. PT3. PT3.
So, in that case, what is truth and why do we need to learn about it?
Because we cannot reach shalom, peace, or wholeness if we don't keep this quality of truth. But as not as it is in itself, but in its initial form. Toronto 2.
We need to reach the absolute truth in revelation, or is it remaining consistent?
No. We have to reach a state that everything is clear to everyone else, how much each one has received from by nature, from the Creator, and how much he received as a compliment from the vessels, and how we all reach equality. Bulgaria.
Дорогой Раф, получается, что до сих пор самые духовные люди, которые дают.
Dear Rav, it turns out that as of now, those that are most spiritual, that give the most benefit to society, then society doesn't understand it.
Yes. Yes. Kiev 3.
Antisemitism это раскрытие.
Apologies if this is on topic, but is anti-Semitism a revelation of truth?
Anti-Semitism is the forces that promote, that push Jews towards correction, because there's a method of correction in them and they're lazy in activating it. They themselves don't really know how to do it, but it's in order to awaken them. PT
29. Can truth be kept only on the condition that each one feels the internality of the other one? The internal force of the other one?
Yes, we should, through the connection between us and with the Creator, we have to discover the force of connection between us, where each one bestows to others with all his heart and soul. And then we reach the degree of truth. We don't take into consideration who's more, who's less. Each one gives 100%. And then we reach the truth. But it doesn't make us equal by that. But we connect this way, and then it all falls into place. There are two conditions here. Each one gives everything he has, everything in his ability, and to the general connection. And then we complete each other. We're like ants. For instance, like ants, they do their work the way they do it. Latin 7.
Gracias, Rav. La decena.
Thank you, Rav. The 10 as a foundation for a society, can there be some kind of place where we search for the truth in the 10 or not?
In the 10, you cannot find the truth unless the 10 connects to the Creator and discovers how it illuminates in the 10. The revelation of the Creator in the 10 is called truth. PT
25.
Is the arvut we need to reveal, does that cover up on all the differences and lead us to truth?
Yes. According to the action, it is this way. Africa.
Our question is, Rav, how does the revelation of the truth affect all reality?
Gilui
The revelation of truth leads reality to a round shape or a sphere shape, where we're all of us are incorporated between them in a way that in them the quality of the Creator or the force of the Creator is revealed. By that, you reach wholeness.
Mak.
Возможно ли, если мы научимся правильно управлять правой и левой линией, справедливо оценивать?
If we will learn to manage the right and left line, by that we'll be able to evaluate.
No, right, left, this doesn't yet lead us to wholeness. Moscow 6.
Здравствуйте, товарищ спрашивает. Вера выше.
Hello, a friend is asking, faith above reason, is that the only thing that can bring us towards truth?
Yes, that's the means.
I'd like to continue. What is faith above reason simply?
Rav, simply speaking, this is faith above reason. He should read what we read and to try to go into it. As a result of his exertion, what he's looking for is a short sentence so that he'll know it already. No, it's not about knowing, but by the exertion, when you want to feel and to understand, by that exertion, you open up inside a new emotion, a new mind, new intellect, where you can start understanding what faith above reason is. PT20.
Получается, установить истину можно только в исправленном обществе, а пока мы не исправлены, мы вообще не можем.
So only in a corrected society we can stabilize truth, and until then we can't even talk about it, so why is it called truth?
Because according to these definitions you have to build society. That's all. Okay, we haven't anyone except for info that we can see them on the screens. What do you want to tell us, Shai?
Just a quick reminder that every 10 we invite you, when you do the lesson summary, to determine some kind of daily task. That's the recommendation of the World Social Team, and we'll keep going to the broadcast schedule, 10 a.m. Israel time, live broadcast with Simon Vinokur, 10:30 to 11, live with Dr. Lightman and Oren Levy, and we'll have a recorded lesson, 6 to 7 p.m. Israel time, and at 7 to 7:30, a workshop with Kabbalah Alam instructors. Move on to a song. רק אם ניתכן נציע Together we can change the future Oh,
единстве мир возродится в этом святой закон.
Ата хай бехалом, рац бамаком, аолам мечтагеа, аф эхад ло йодеа.